Okay, so welcome to Adelaide Chronicles. Adelaide Chronicles is a podcasting platform that talks about the people and the places and the stories that shape Adelaide. And here we are in the middle of Mad March, where we have a fringe and a festival and WOMAD and all sorts of things happening. I'm now talking to a person who's got an act in the fringe. So welcome. And would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Great, thank you. Hi, I am Jacinda Paddy, and I'm here in Adelaide Fringe doing my solo show, Safety Banana. It is about a solo female backpacker traveling around the world, her tales of finding and losing love, and her family trying to put her on the shelf, but she's definitely not letting that happen. And I previewed the show last night, which was amazing. It's great to have you along, Sue. And I'm running till the end of next week, the 15th of March.
Every night.
I will be off, sorry, I will be off Sunday and Monday, but Tuesday through Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I really loved the show, and I really loved the way that it shows what women can do. And was that what you set out to achieve?
Yes, definitely. I believe there's a lot of fear within our society, and I realized that I was not told no, by my immediate family, and that allowed me to travel to 49 different countries myself before the age of 28,
Wow.
and I wanted to share those stories and the ups and downs. You can do things safely as a female, and it is okay. I've had some mishaps and some funnies, but it's all good all along the way. But I just wanted to make people laugh and realize that it is possible. It is, and yes, you have to be safe as a female, and I'm not standing here saying that I wasn't, but you can do it if you want to. Get out and give it a go.
So, is your show based on fact, really?
Yes, based on true stories, and let's say embellished for theatrical purposes, because the character Cindy is very hopeful. She's very hopeful but strong at the same time, and you will, I hope, be able to relate to one aspect of her personality, whether it be the hopeful or the adventurous or the frustrated with her family's expectations.
Yes. Something that I think most women would go through at some stage in their life. At least one of those things, as you said.
Yes.
So what genre would you call it?
I place it under a theatre comedy, but it is layered with circus, dance, singing, and roller skating. So it's a jam-packed 50 minutes of storytelling entertainment.
And it's very multi-layered, isn't it? You're never quite sure what to expect next.
No, because of her personality and her daydreaming tendencies, there's lots of stories that come back from the vault throughout the show, and through the use of dance and roller skating and circus elements and physical theatre, it takes the audience on an emotional journey.
Not to forget the banana.
Definitely. Well, yes. You know, that little devil on your shoulder that everybody has, it is Cindy's safety banana.
Yes.
It's the essence of a safety banana is that when I was traveling, I never wanted to go hungry. So I would carry bananas with me, and I would always make sure I had them at the end of my bed in a hostel, because sometimes I was in the middle of Brazil or a rural town in Mexico, or, you know, just these places that I wasn't able to go out and get food at night by myself. And I adopted this habit of a safety banana, and it meant I didn't have to go and put myself into a situation I didn't want to be in, and I could eat.
Yeah, well, it's the perfect food for that, isn't it? Because you have to peel it, so it's protected, and it became your confidant as well.
Yes, it's very logical.
Very logical. Yeah, no, I really did. I loved the show, and I'd like to help you promote it as much as I can, because I think it's worth watching for both men and women.
Amazing, thank you. Yeah, I do believe that in the audience you are either going to reminisce about your travels if you've been to the places that Cindy takes you, or I've had people leave the show and they've said that they're not really travel people, but they want to get on a plane to Africa, which is amazing. That's the joy. Yes. I want people to walk out with.
Yes.
Is that ability to jump on that plane. Or, you know, I even had somebody watch the show and have a conversation with me, and they had something really exciting to tell me, and they told me that they quit their job.
That really means a lot, that you're able to convey all those emotions to people through your act.
Yes, yeah. It's very humbling, this whole process of putting this story out there. And I think because it is coming from such honest truth, of my tales of travels, that when people do resonate with it, it makes it so much more powerful for me and keeps me going, that's for sure. But there's also a very strong family aspect to the story, and I think people of all different cultures resonate with that as well. I'm from a Greek Maltese background, and there's everybody chuckles along to the silliness that is family.
Yes.
Everyone can relate.
Yeah, and you're comfortable performing it in front of family.
Yes, I am. I talk about men, and I talk about adventures and meeting men across the world. It's talking about things that happen that we should just be able to talk about. My mum loves it. She tried to speak from the audience one show in when I was in Sydney, Fringe. It was great. I was like, shut up, mum. My show. Because they also do take on some characters, some family characters, which, yeah, again, everybody can relate to that mum that's nagging or that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know. I'm one myself.
I'm a nagging mum. Yeah, but it's done, you know, with love and with purpose. So I think that's why my parents can sit there and
yes.
watch it.
Yes.
And, you know, my uncle was in the front row yesterday, ready to go, ready to give me feedback the minute it finished.
Yes.
He's seen the three versions that Safety Banana has had. And, yeah, I'm greeted with smiles and congratulations, and the script has improved a lot. And that's, you know, that's, for me, doing Adelaide Fringe, it really helps to have a family base here in Adelaide. It makes it, they call themselves Team J. So they've run posters around, they've run flyers, they've got things here, they've helped with lighting. It's
that's lovely.
A one-woman show, but it's there's a whole brain stress behind it. So,
I sort of get that, like going to La Paz is a huge adventure and not many people get the opportunity to do it, but hey, coming to the Adelaide Fringe on your own would be worse.
Yeah, do you know what? I would get on a bus through Mexico by myself in an instant. Coming to the Adelaide Fringe, I've got to work up a little bit more courage.
Yeah, I get that. I do. I really get that. Funny, but yeah. You should maybe put that in the show.
Yeah, you're giving me more material.
Yeah. No, the one thing I just did want to comment on too is the physicality in the show. Your fitness is amazing.
Yep, cardio. I've been focusing on it.
So do you have to train every day to be able to do that?
I decided between in 2019 when I did Sydney and Melbourne Fringe, I did notice the struggle between getting the physicality out and having the ability to give the words the time they needed. So in the lead up to Adelaide Fringe this year, my sole focus on top of the thousand other things was getting in the gym 3 times a week minimum just to have that fitness, because then it gives me the freedom on stage to focus on, you know, the emotions and the story and the character. So there's a lot that goes into a one-woman show with multiple genres of dance, circus and roller skating. I don't think I realised the mountain I was climbing when I started.
No, gosh. Yeah, you can climb many mountains, but that's a huge one, isn't it?
Yeah, I am very expressive. I grew up as a dancer and trained professionally as a dancer first and foremost. So my form of expression and emotion comes out through my dancing, and I just find that it's layered in with the stories, so it takes the audience on a different journey. They get the words and they get the visual emotion behind it as well, which I think is enjoyable to watch.
I also think it was fantastic that it was on at the Masonic Lodge. That was a place where women couldn't enter for many, many years.
I was unaware of that.
No.
It's a beautiful building.
It's beautiful, yes. But it was the Freemasons Lodge and women weren't allowed in. Probably.
This is very true, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not the only solo female show, but...
So it's fantastic that you did it there. I actually boycotted that place after it was open to women because I thought, well, why would you go? But I'm really glad I went last night.
Well, I'm excited to have been a part of that journey for you.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't realise how far it spreads, and by standing on a stage, being a female talking about solo female backpacking. I'm a woman standing on stage talking about men.
Yes.
That's all it is. And I'm standing there saying that it's okay to share our stories.
Yes, exactly. It's almost like exposing yourself, isn't it?
It is. And I did a lot. I've done a lot of work as to not, you know, hang my dirty laundry, so
yes.
You won't know where the truth ends and the
exactly
theatricals begins. But I wanted to do it with dignity and encompass all those things of travel, family, you know, excitement and exploring. I've been so focused on this show, I didn't quite make it overseas for like a year. And I was going a little bit crazy. I was like, this is a joke. I've got to put my money where my mouth is. So Christmas, I jumped on a plane to Sri Lanka and off I went. I've got a whole lot of new material too, but, you know, maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Well, yeah. Well, I hope you perform to sell out audiences, and I congratulate you. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.